Have you ever wanted to write a whodunit, where the story is all about figuring out who murdered the professor or stole the painting? If so, the mystery genre may be the type of story you're looking at. This genre is defined by some crime that's going to happen early on in the story, or even before the story begins, that needs to be solved. This generally means finding out who the culprit is. Most of the story will thus be about some detective figure figuring out who did it and then catching the culprit. As you can see, a lot of the mystery genre has to do with re-establishing societal justice. The social order has been violated, and retribution needs to be delivered. In some ways, the mystery genre is a hearkening back to the old medieval stories of adventuring knights. But here, instead of fighting with his brawn and strength to reinstitute justice, the hero fights with his wits. Why do people like to read this genre? There are many different reasons that draw people to the mystery, but I would like to propose that a large part of it lies in the fact that the audience wants to solve a puzzle. They want to be given a problem, and they want to experience the pleasure and challenge of solving it. From an emotional perspective, the audience wants to feel the satisfaction of discovery. Some of this will be experienced vicariously through the protagonist, but some of this they want to experience themselves as they try to solve the puzzle along with the detective and figure out who committed the crime. What this means for you as an author is that if you're writing a mystery, you need to weave the careful balance of constructing the perfect puzzle, one which a reader can certainly solve, but which is going to be difficult for him to do so. The perfect mystery is the one where the reader thinks he knows the answer, learns the true answer at the end, and then immediately wonders why he hadn't thought of the true answer before because it's so obvious. Another test someone has proposed is that you want the ideal reader to figure out the truth 3 paragraphs before you reveal it in the text. That way, the reader feels a sense of accomplishment for discovering it, while still needing most of the book to put the pieces of the puzzle together. You can think through for yourself which approach you want to take when writing a mystery, but this is the experience you want to be delivering to your reader. If you want to read and examine the genre more, 2 great examples to look at are Murder on the Orient Express by Agatha Christie and Valley of Fear by Sherlock Holmes. Both of these are examples of the British style of mystery, so if you're going down a different route, you may want to look at examples of the American hard-boiled or noir take on the genre, with works like The Maltese Falcon by Dashiell Hammett or The Big Sleep by Raymond Chandler. These distinctions should also make it clear that there are a lot of subgenres in the mystery genre. While we aren't delving into these subgenres, your readers will have slightly differing expectations depending on these subgenres, so make sure you study and understand these if you want to write mystery fiction effectively.